This podcast is brought to you by Merck Schering Plough Pharmaceuticals, maker of Vytorin. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit Vytorin.com. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. Astronomers are reporting that the Milky Way is hemmed in by scads of very dim dwarf galaxies. And these dwarf galaxies that they didn't know were there before are actually bristling with dark matter and lots of it. Larry O'Hanlon, first of all, Discovery News, Larry O'Hanlon, tell us what dark matter is.
Good question. Nobody knows. it's just matter that we can't see, and the only reason we know it's out there is because the way things we can see, like stars, the speed at which they're moving indicates that, you know, there's something tugging on them that we can't see. That's neat about these dwarf galaxies is they're very near the Milky Way. They're actually kind of in the halo of the Milky Way, if you could kind of imagine a halo of stars kind of diffusely distributed around the Milky Way. These are clumps of stars that are out there, very hard to detect because there's only a few stars in them. We're just talking about, you know, scores of stars, dozens of stars, a couple hundred stars compared to the billions that are in a normal galaxy. And the new measurements, what they did is, it was called the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, which was an automated telescopic survey that looked at about a quarter of the sky, and it used a computer analysis to identify unusual clumps of stars. They didn't know whether these were dwarf galaxies, the astronomers, until they looked at them. And what they did is tried to find out if they were actually just an accidental collection that looked like a collection of stars but wasn't. And the only way to do that is to break up the light of the stars into the little rainbow of the spectra, a rainbow of colors, and see if they were all moving together, if they were all related to each other in any way. And they did that and found a good number of them. Now there's about 20 of these dwarf galaxies that have been identified, these clumps of stars. What was weird is when you look at the spectra of light, is you can also tell by lines that are shifted one way or the other in them, you can tell how fast they're moving. And these were moving really rather slowly, I mean remarkably slowly. Much slower than, say, our sun is moving in its orbit around the center of the Milky Way. And that implies that they're kind of wading through a thicket of dark matter. We can't see what they're going through, so it's got to be dark matter. And what's amazing about that is, until now, the dark matter that we've observed in the universe has been really far away. It's been in clusters of galaxies. I mean, really far stuff. We don't see it nearby, so this is a remarkable place to be finding it right on the outskirts of our own galaxy, and that there's these little dwarf galaxies have so much of it compared to the stuff we can see. They're way, way more dark matter rich than anything we've observed yet in the universe.
All right, so these dwarf galaxies are full of stuff that we don't really know what it is, right?
Yeah, we don't know. One of the things that the current idea is that it's some kind of a particle all that we can detect of it is that it has gravity, just like normal matter does. It's the only way in which it is affecting regular matter, but it doesn't seem to do very much otherwise. In the next year, at CERN in Europe, a big particle accelerator is being constructed, and ought to go online next year. One of the aims of it is to actually try and create dark matter, at least based on theories of what it might be. So if they can do that, then we'll know what it is. If they can't, well, it'll still be a big, big open question.
All right, so really two interesting aspects to this story, two main aspects, that the discovery of these dim dwarf galaxies around the Milky Way being one, and then secondly, the very exciting discovery of a very rich in dark matter.
Right, and well, it's all kind of a work in progress, but it's just moving towards hopefully getting a better understanding of how the whole universe works, how even our galaxy came into being in the way it is. Until now, we've had a pretty good idea on a large scale how dark matter fits into the picture of the history of the universe. But when you close in on, like, the galactic neighborhood level, it's much harder to figure out how it works. So these dwarf galaxies are very much in that realm and at that level, and they're going to teach us a lot.
All right, Larry. Well, we'll maybe scratch our heads a little bit, and you can continue to stay on top of this for us.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Thanks.
Discovery News, Larry O'Hanlon. And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.